Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm John Sears. Murph goes to the Rose Bowl, Iowa loses. Murph goes to the Sweet 16, Iowa State loses. Just saying.
Really? Don't put those on me. I didn't play. That's not fair, John.
God. Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
You can sound off right now, 282-9010. We do have lines open. And, John, this is always a show in some ways we don't look forward to because this means no team standing. Everyone is out of the NCAA tournament.
The basketball season, from our perspective, pretty much over from the local teams. We still have four teams left throughout the country, but from our end, we love following the local teams.
We're not as emotionally invested. Sound off hot topic, 515-282-9010. Iowa State walks off the United Center court after Virginia ends the Cyclone season. What did you think of the game? How will you remember this Iowa State season? Your shot to sound off now, 515-282-9010. The Cyclone season started with talk of Final Four and ends in Sweet 16. So how do we judge? Not what fans hoped, but better than fans feared. Kind of like Batman versus Superman. Final Four talk seemed optimistic when Fred Hoiberg left in June and borderline delusional when Naz Mitru-Long realized hips don't lie. Still, thanks to March Madness near home court edges fueled by passionate Cyclone fans excited to see something special and George Niang playing the best basketball of his life, the Final Four dream stayed alive. But Iowa State needed more defense, more rebounds, more depth, and more help for Niang. Niang needed fewer fouls. Yes, the fourth foul in Chicago was sketchy, but officials did not beat Iowa State. Virginia did. The Cyclones couldn't afford a 17-3 start, and though they fought, it never got that close. So it ends in Chicago. But hold your heads up, Cyclones. 351 teams play D1 basketball. 334 missed the Sweet 16. Iowa State made it.
Keith, I wasn't here last week, so I wanted to give my final thoughts on this basketball season. I'll start with Iowa State. Preseason top 10 team. I think all fans felt this team, at worst, would make it to the Sweet 16. They did, and that's where it ended. Good season, not great. I like the direction, though, that Prohm has them heading. I'm not surprised the Cyclones lost to Virginia. It wasn't a good matchup, and the NCAA tournament is all about matchups. Outside of maybe Buddy Hield, I don't think one team will miss a player more than Iowa State will miss George Niang next year. Opponents are rejoicing because George is done, which is the ultimate respect for Niang. Iowa's season is probably the most surprising. Before it all started, most had the Hawks as a bubble team. All of a sudden, Iowa is ranked third in the country and fans are thinking Final Four. Reality then set in and Iowa finished right about where I expected, second round of the NCAA tournament. The challenge now for Fran McCaffrey, getting Iowa to the Sweet 16. Northern Iowa had one of the most unforgettable seasons in school history. Epic run in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament just to get in the big dance, followed by the shot of the NCAA tournament by Paul Jesperson, one of, if not the best buzzer beater of all time. That was followed up by the biggest collapse in college basketball history. It was an incredibly fun year for the entire state, something I don't think we'll see next year. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. It was fun. It was a fun ride. Let's see what Anthony in Des Moines thinks. Anthony, what do you see coming up in the future?
Keith, the thing is, I'm kind of worried about the Iowa basketball season, and that's just Iowa, just the Big Three. And which school is going to step up next year, and which guy's going to show up?
Well, Iowa State, let's start with Iowa, John. Much will depend if Peter Jock comes back, which I expect him to do. We'll talk about that later. It'll be a different kind of lineup, but there's definitely some skill there. And for Iowa State, it's going to be a guard-oriented lineup, but maybe Steve Prohm will be loosened up by the burden of expectations.
I think Iowa State would be, if you're picking one team to maybe make the NCAA tournament again next year, it would probably be Iowa State. Now, Iowa, there are just too many question marks right now. Who's going to play point guard? Who do you fill in those four seniors in the starting lineup? Iowa State, assuming Monte Morris comes back, you throw in Naz Long, Matt Thomas, Deontay Burton. They got a transfer coming in from DMAC, Emmanuel, can't remember his last name, but supposed to be a really good player, likely going to start. So they have some pieces at Iowa State, but again, it's all about the fit. So I think if you're picking one team, Iowa State probably the best chance to make the tournament.
Gary is in Ankeny. Gary, what do you think? How do you bring down the curtain on this season?
I was a little disappointed when I saw Duke and Kentucky went going through. Now I'm pulling for Oklahoma. Everybody, I can do something spectacular this season.
All right, Gary.
He's been great in the final, in the whole tournament.
John, no Big Ten teams in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
And Kansas knocked out. That wrecks some more brackets there. The Big 12 does get a team into the Final Four. David is next. David, your thoughts on George Niang. George Niang averaged 29 points during four tournament games in March, also counting the Big 12 tournament. He did not want to stop playing. David, go ahead. All right. Caller's in the penalty box. David, sorry.
He's too stunned to talk about Niang's performance. We get it.
Yep.
We get
Remember to turn your phone down or turn your TV down. Listen to your phone. We are on delay. Time for Twins with a local connection. Old Spice judges. Brad Phillips says that Ben Jacobson and Sportacus.
Who?
Sportacus, our long-lost twins. Old Spice. No. David from Des Moines, though, says he's fully convinced that Jacobson is actually Robbie Rotten from the children's show Lazy Town. Old Spice. We've had that before.
Yeah, that's closer than Sportacus.
You and I, Panther, Wes Washpin, and Frozone from The Incredibles, according to Jill from Albia. It's another match. Nicely done. Well, know what's bugging Andy tonight. Andy is not here.
No. Actually, I am here.
Andy, what are you doing? I figured you'd be in bed.
You got to be up in like 3 hours.
I was.
What are you doing?
I couldn't sleep. I got to get this off my chest. Do you mind?
No.
I mean, of course not.
Take a breath.
I'll just go over.
Go to your spot. What's bugging Andy?
Over there.
Right after this. And then you can just stay here, I guess. Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Randy says, Sweet 16 looks great on paper, but they, meaning Iowa State, beat two double-digit seeds to get there. Still, great start for new head coach.
Casey writes, I'd give it a B+, talking about the season. Sweet 16 was fun, but there were ups and downs during the season. Should put George as top three to ever play at Iowa State.
Now, we thought we'd run a What's Bugging Andy classic tonight.
But then Andy showed up to rant live.
Yeah, what's going on, Andy?
Guys, this just, I mean, I couldn't wait. You know, I may regret this in the morning when I'm really tired, but whatever. All right, so guys, I look back over the weekend and I can't help but wonder what it would have felt like if the Cyclones had won on Friday night. I mean, I can't help but wonder if they might have given Syracuse a better game than Virginia. Heck, I can't help but wonder what it would feel like to cover one of our teams in the Final Four. But once again, it's not to be. I was impressed with how dignified the Cyclone fans were outside the United Center. They simply said, they lost to a better team and that they were still proud of theirs, and then they went on their way. Well, allow me to be the squeaky wheel, all right? Couldn't everything just work out once? Once? Couldn't there be one season when we don't get pinched off midstream? Football and men's basketball, it's like we are forever confined to the kids' table at Thanksgiving. And I want to know why. Why? Iowa State in the NCAA tournament. Iowa in the Rose Bowl. Drake with one good season since the advent of high tops. And they too get punked. Why? Why can't it be one of our teams that gets to try on the glass slipper? When do we get our chance at the ball? Don't tell me it's a population thing, all right? Other flyover states have had theirs. Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas. Man, I'd even settle for North Dakota State in one of those five straight titles in Division IX football.
What?
I'm beginning to think that part of it is me. I mean, I left St. Louis and the Rams won the Super Bowl. I left Wisconsin and the Badgers won the Rose Bowl. I left Kansas City and the Jayhawks won the national championship. All right, I know that I'm hardly alone in my suffering. I mean, across this fine state of ours, there are fans who are just as fed up. One, that's all I want. Don't tell me that's too much to ask. It's only one more than none. A Final Four, a Rose Bowl, a national title. One moment when we are at the top of the heap, and the heap is a really cool heap. The Iowa caucus and the state fair, yeah, those are fine guys, but they don't make big foam fingers to celebrate those. It's great that we've got the governor with the most terms in office, but you don't see us putting him in a trophy case anytime soon, right? I mean, I keep thinking that one of these years, you know, it's gonna happen. And dawn on January 1, it seemed like 2016 might be that year, but once again, it wasn't a big. I'm Andy Fales, and I feel better.
You do feel better?
Wow.
It's nice to have Andy here. Yeah. All that energy, he's wound up. No chance.
So revved up now.
No chance he sleeps now. Whew. Next on Sound Off, memories of our 4 days in Chicago.
Whoa, watch out!
Including Michael Admire's death wish. You can like us on Facebook. We're Sound Off Nation. Good season overall and glad they made the Sweet 16. Only disappointment is that they did not play anywhere near their best against Virginia. But Virginia is a very good team and deserved the one seed. That's Matthew Kyle Stang.
I think so, yeah. Kurt talking about the new rule allowing underclassmen to explore the NBA penalty free. The rule change is actually a good thing for Iowa State. I think he, Morris, would be gone for sure if he had to decide now. Point guards don't increase in NBA value with age.
Who's in your five Chicago road trip memories? John, you weren't there, so let me share with you and the viewers. Steak and Shake made that long drive to Chicago more tolerable, though I wish Andy didn't have the chili five-way. Mm. Mm. Number four, Michael Admire playing Frogger with his cart full of television equipment provided late night entertainment every night.
Did he bring that cart?
He did.
Wow.
He did. Number three, seeing all those Cyclone fans at the Navy Pier in that historic ballroom, that was cool. Number two, George Niang. Mm-hmm. What a tournament this guy had in repping Iowa State in the best possible way. And number one, man, it feels good to be home. Did I mention that drive is more boring than Bill Belichick reading a vomit bag?
Just remember, I drove to Dayton.
Fair point. And the drive to Denver is rough, too, through Nebraska.
And even because even the first part of Colorado, it's not very rocky.
No.
In that first part of Colorado.
No, that's the dumb and dumber part of Colorado.
I wish the Rocky Mountains were a little rockier than this.
Dave is in Ottumwa. Dave, what do you think?
All right, quick question for you. I watch as many of the state games, and I watch Sound Off all the time. But I've never heard anything. Did George somewhere along the line say he was never wanted to be pro? Because he'd make a great pro, and nobody's ever said anything about it.
Well, Dave, he will definitely want to be. Yeah, he wants to be in the NBA. Yeah. He will try to play in the NBA. You have to believe that there's got to be a shot for a guy with an assortment, a variety of shots like that. Johnny can get his shot off in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And on a night when he was the best player on the floor against Virginia, you could see there was a gap between some of the Cyclone players and the other players on the court, but not with Niang.
No.
He was still dominating out there. He had foul trouble and still scored 30 points.
Yeah, and I think the main thing that people say is he's not on any NBA draft board. They look at his overall athleticism, and he's kind of a tweener in the NBA. Like, what position would he play? I don't know if he's big enough for the four, and I don't know if he's quick enough for the three. So he's in that tweener position, but he's a great player, and he will get a shot. Someone will sign him as a free agent. He'll get a look.
He could play in Europe until he retires, too, with all those shots.
Yeah.
A high-character guy, too. Marcus is in Des Moines. Marcus, welcome to Sound Off.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you. Who, of all the three teams, who had the better overall season, in your opinion, between Iowa, you and I, and Iowa State, and why?
Better overall season. I think right now it's Iowa State. I think we judge really heavily by what happens in March.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could make the case for Northern Iowa if they hadn't melted down in that game.
Yep.
I think it's really tough to argue Iowa after losing 7 of 10 down the stretch and getting embarrassed by Villanova.
Yeah, if the Hawkeyes don't go on that terrible end-of-the-season collapse, you could easily make the argument for them because they were probably the one that wasn't predicted to do much, but they collapsed at the end.
In early February, it looked like Iowa was a lock for the answer to this question.
Yeah, for sure, but it's got to be Iowa State. You make the Sweet 16. If you're the only team that does that, you had the best season in
Let's find out what Marcus thinks. Marcus, who do you think had the best season?
Well, it would be a toss-up between Iowa State and Iowa, only because Iowa has more top five wins. They beat Michigan State when they're number five in the country twice. But that was back in February, so I do agree with what you said, just Iowa State by slight edge.
Well, and Iowa State beat number one Oklahoma and also beat Kansas. So, and Michigan State getting bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament might take a little bit of the luster off those wins. That was the popular bracket pick, Michigan State.
And seasons are remembered for what you do in the tournament. You know, Iowa State going to the Sweet 16 going to be remembered a lot more than Iowa beating maybe an overrated Michigan State team.
Face off next. Who thinks Peter Jok of Iowa is ready for the NBA? Sound off at WHOTV.com. Last night, I had a dream that I was watching the NCAA tournament on CBS, and all of a sudden the studio guys turned into Muppets. Either I really need to stop eating spicy food before bed, or CBS coverage is terrible. That's Shane in Marshalltown. Shane from Marshalltown.
Time for more Hot Topics as Murph and I face off.
Let's do it.
Coach K lectured Oregon player Dylan Brooks about sportsmanship, then lied about it. Out of bounds?
Way out of bounds. Krzyzewski needs to worry about his own players, like Grayson Allen, tripping people. Coach K is a legend. This is one mistake, but he is not the emperor of basketball.
Peter Jok and Monte Morris will both see if they're ready for the NBA. I don't think either is ready for the next level, and I expect both to be back. You?
It's smart with the new rule to get an honest evaluation. Remember, college basketball players constantly have people filling their heads with BS. But Jok and Morris both would benefit from another season.
Yeah, as you said, no harm in getting a free evaluation by NBA scouts.
No harm, no foul.
LeBron James said if he were a Northern Iowa Panther and blew a 12-point lead in the final 34 seconds, he'd quit basketball. Should LeBron apologize?
Probably doesn't need to do that. I overreacted, like many people in Iowa did. We feel for the Panthers, and we admire the way they handled that crushing disappointment. But LeBron was clearly joking. He did not mean it literally.
A nice tweet or note wouldn't hurt, though.
That wouldn't hurt.
Cubs are on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Is this the year?
Yes. This is the year, John.
You called it.
It's the year.
This is it.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
everything. Over, under, overrated.
Overrated Peeps. It's an overpriced marshmallow in the shape of a bunny. Underrated, have you had these nerd-covered jelly beans? Two great candies rolled into one. It's the best Easter candy out there. Nerd jelly beans.
You have a sweet tooth problem, my friend.
I
you
do.
Eat a lot of sweets. I don't know how you stay so thin. Dodger Denny will have the final say here on Sound Off. Dodger Denny, sum up the Cyclone basketball season for us.
Well, I tell you what. It was sad, but, you know, the season went on. We'll manage for next year. And like I always tell people, it's greater to be an Iowa Stater. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dodger Denny. Yeah, as we look at some of the footage here of Iowa State walking on and off the court, boy, John, this was a season of ups and downs. And when you take a step back, the Final Four talk, when you're changing head coaches, when you lose one
it's
of your shooting guards, it was probably never realistic. But, man, George Niang did everything he could to put them into the Elite Eight.
And the crazy thing, like I said, it's all about matchups in the NCAA tournament. What happens if Iowa State is matched up with a running team like Oregon or UNC or Kansas? Maybe a different story, but Virginia was just too good defensively.
Matt Woodley came on our radio show. I heard him talking to you, and, boy, he was spot on about what was going to happen in this game. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Keith asking Nazmi Trulong all the tough questions.
Tough ones.
No question. And Jamil ain't the cleanest person either, man. You can see his locker.
You said what?
Did you hear that? He said you're in the running for the biggest slob.
That's because I have this girl to clean up for me.
I ain't got no girl, man.
Oh,
I ain't going to clean that up, no.
Any idea where I can get some Axe body spray?
Hey, you look around. You got it all here, man. They make sure we clean. You know, that's why the NCAA is dope, man. They hold this down. If you need one, I got you. I got plenty.
Sounds like Jameel's the one who needs it.
He definitely does. He needs three.